John, item 17 is your favorite thing.
Yes, the final item I have is certainly going to be the highlight of the day. It's a surplus property, personal property resolution. And we've got several items on this, and we have pictures this particular quarter, the first time show you. The first item that you'll see, and the pictures come first, and then I'll show you the resolution. But the first item, and the reason we have this, is that we have a lot of property, and there was some discussion of this, I believe, back at the budget workshop, about the Graham, the project in Graham, the flood control project that we have with the Corps of Engineers with the federal government that we're working on, and that where the BRA has funded, or will, with this year, will fund the remainder of their share, which is $4.2 million. The federal government was supposed to put up about $12 million of their money. No, I'm sorry, I think it was about $8 million of their money for a total project of about $12 to $13 million. They've not put up all of their money yet, but that may be forthcoming based on appropriations. But the reason for this item is that we do have, there has been acquisition of property by the Corps over the last several months. And we actually went out and, I think we had mentioned that to y'all, that we had took a group out and to survey what had been done and look at the property. We had some concerns about liability issues with some of the structures and things, and wanted to look at the condition of it. And there is some concern about the property and the disposition and the timing of the disposition of it, but we're continuing to work through that. And in fact, I think we have another a visit planned in a week or two. We're going to go back up there and look at it again. But what this resolution, or this part of it, is to get you all's authorization to dispose of that property as it's determined by the Brazos River Authority and the Corps of Engineers, the parts of it, the improvements and things that have some value. And that is yet to be completely determined in all cases. And you'll see in a minute the resolution includes a paragraph that sort of explains that. But this is the project area, as you can see, near the side of the city of Graham. The next slide. Just an example of one of the properties. You can see this particular property may very well have what we call biddable value, that there may be a value to be able to sell that, where someone would come in and move that property, either pay us to do that, or just at no cost would come move it off the site. And that's one example. Here, there's another one. This is another one. There are a lot of mobile home structures out there, some of which are probably just simply demolition and just need to be torn down because they're in very bad condition. This was one that potentially, again, might have enough value to where someone would be willing to pay to come and remove it. So that'll all be determined. Okay, now moving from that we have some other assets. This is an small aluminum boat that we've had for a number of years. It's really too small now. It's been replaced with larger boats that we use in some of our water sampling activities and stuff, and it's really no longer needed. And in any of our facilities, just doesn't seem to have any practical use. So we propose to get rid of it and the trailer associated with it. There's a number of items that from our environmental group that they use that are now really out of service and have been replaced and need to be disposed of. If you have any real detailed questions about the nature of how they're used, I probably have to defer to Tiffany over here to explain, but those are just examples of some of them. Keep on going through there. Didn't have any pictures on this, but keep thinking auto sampler shelters, lightning aerators and things. This is a backhoe that's again out of use and has been replaced. This is a dump bed. There's a lovely item, a tug model, and here's a vehicle that has 130 or 50,000 miles or something on it that has been replaced. 156,000 miles. And then there's assorted computer equipment as we normally have as we cycle computer equipment, obsolete equipment out and replace it. These are, you know, CPUs, monitors and stuff. So any questions? Otherwise, I'll read the resolution.
Woodchuck chippers.
No wood chipper. Let me give you a report on the woodchuck chipper. I appreciate you bringing that up. I almost forgot about that. We put the woodchuck chipper as well as a few other items out for bid on an auction that we use the city of Wake or personal auctions. And do you know we received a bid? We sold the woodchuck chipper for $6,175. received over $6,000 for the wood chuck chipper. So, there you have it.
The only question I have is on the computer equipment. We're sure that there's no
The data.
Information on the hard drives, remaining on the hard drives.
I think Pat will speak to that.
We use zero field certified scrubbing software. The zero fills the hard drives, and we make three passes, so there's absolutely nothing on those hard drives.
Okay. I have another question on the computer equipment. Is it going to the school or anything?
I believe that this is going to the prison system.
That's why important we take all the data off the machine. Yeah, I'll read the resolution here on this. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the authority. Graham Property Improvements. Various personal property, including houses, mobile modular homes, carports, storage buildings, vehicles, equipment, furnishings, etc., within the Graham, Texas Salt Creek Flood Control Project, jointly funded by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, COE, and the Brazos River Authority. The project area includes approximately 80 acres in the 10-year floodplain evacuation area within the Graham city limits and is being acquired by the COE on a property-by-property basis. Based upon the condition and value of the remaining improvements, disposal will involve either demolition and removal of the improvements or sale of the improvements. Equipment. One 14-foot aluminum boat, John model, number 1436, serial number ACBD2195J899, assigned to technical services, condition good, description 14-foot aluminum John boat. One small boat trailer, serial number IZEAHGAXYL011447, assigned to technical services, condition good, needs new tires, description trailer for the 14-foot aluminum John boat. Eight ISCO auto samplers, models 4-6712, 1-6700, and 2-2700, assigned to technical services, condition poor. Description, automatic samples for collecting water samples. Four Sigma auto samplers, model 1350, assigned to technical services, condition poor. Description, automatic samplers for collecting water samples. 19 ISCO flow meters, models 94230, 93230, 13234, assigned to technical services, condition poor, description flow meters. 6 auto sampler shelters, no serial number, constructed locally, assigned to technical services, conditioned, damaged beyond repair, description, sheet metal boxes on 4-foot steel legs for housing automatic water samplers. 1 lightning aerator, model number LAT-140, serial number 7313778. Assigned to Temple Belt and Regional Sewage System, condition not working, removed from service in 1989 or 1990. Description, motor with gearbox used to turn water service aerator. 1 lightning aerator, model number LAT-140, serial number 7313773777. Assigned to Temple Belt and Regional Sewage System, condition not working, removed from service in 1990. Motor with gearbox used to turn water service aerator. 1974 John Deere backhoe loader, model JD300, serial number 224085T, assigned to Temple Belt and Regional Sewage System, condition not working, backhoe with front end loader. 2 crystal 8-foot dump beds, number 22195-9 and 22195-10, assigned to Temple Belton Regional Sewage System, condition poor, bottom of beds are rotten. Description, 8-foot metal dump bed, 6-yard capacity. 2 Eagle Bobtail Tug, model EBT-181-1D441-14, serial number 85828, other unknown. Assigned to Georgetown Wastewater Treatment Plant, condition not working, description small tractor used to pull dump beds. And 1 2001 Ford F-150 extended cab, a vehicle identification number 1 FTRX 17L51NB 25282. Mileage 156,370 miles. Assigned to Temple Belt Regional. Sewage system condition poor. Front end makes popping noise. Computer equipment beyond useful life. Monitors. 9 Dell monitors, various models. 1 Samsung SyncMaster 6NE, 1 ViewSonic G20. Personal computers, 12 Dell, various models, 14 Dell, various models, 1 Compact D515, 2 Dell workstations, various models, 1 Dell server, PowerEdge. Printers, 10 Hewlett Packard, various models, 1 Epson, stylish color 980, 1 HP fax machine, number 1020, 1 Dell, number 1700. Laptops, 9 Dell, various models, 1 Dell, Latitude CPI, 9 Dell, various models. Note, all of the above vehicles and or equipment have been replaced with newer vehicles and equipment.
Thank you, John. So moved.
Second.
By Mr. Hughes, second by Ms. Ellison. Hold the board, please.
Chairman Pena?
Yes.
Director Balion?
Yes.
Director Ellison?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Blum?
Yes.
Director Butler?
Yes.
Director Caraba?
Yes.
Director Chalmette?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Garcia?
Yes.
Director Gear?
Yes.
Director Hughes?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Kay?
Yes.
Thank you.